26 minutes past the hour. Father Frank Donio is back with us now on the Sunrise Morning Show from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Anna.
So as we continue our series on what it means to be a Christian witness, today we are going to talk about justice, living justly, and advocating for justice for the voiceless. And Father, I think sometimes there's a misunderstanding about what justice actually is. What is the Christian understanding of justice?
Well, justice is the primary way of charity, or this is, I'm quoting here Pope Benedict XVI in Caritas in Veritate. And he said, justice is the primary way of charity, or in Paul VI, now St. Paul VI's words, the minimum measure of it, an integral part of the love in deed and in truth to which St. John exhorts us. And the quote is from the first letter of St. John, chapter 3, verse 18. And so this is how our charity manifests itself. You know, he goes on to say, you know, charity demands justice, recognition, and respect for the legitimate rights of individuals and peoples. It strives to build the earthly city according to law and justice. On the other hand, charity transcends justice and completes it in the logic of giving and forgiving. So it's not just simply the relationships that we have. This is all combined together, and we have to see justice as Catholics, together with charity, how these two interact with one another.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, what Jesus said, you know, I say, they say an eye for an eye, but I tell you that, you know, if you, the whole idea of like, if someone takes your cloak, give him another one, you know, that we are supposed to go above and beyond what is due to each of us. That is to be the minimum here.
Exactly. And we had talked about the works of mercy, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And now here, so we do those things, but what is it that we're doing to change the situation for people who are without a voice or a limited voice in some way? What are we doing to protect life and human dignity? These are things that we do as Catholics, and we don't, regardless of people's, whatever their faith or no faith, this is something that we are very much about as Catholics. And we can't disconnect the deeds from the faith.
Absolutely. And I mean, what does that mean in our own lives, though? I mean, how does a Christian actually live justly?
Well, I think that there are, not everybody is going to be able to take up every issue in society, in our world. But imagine if each one of us took up some way in which we are a voice for the voiceless and the suffering, for the poor, for the unborn, for those who are most in need, and that we assisted them not only in our charity, but also to help and work to eliminate the things that hold them down in ways that are wrong and are evil. You know, Pope Francis in Fratelli Tutti, where he talks about, you know, this brothers and sisters all, you know, what is now happening, he says, and drawing us into a perverse and barren way of thinking, is the reduction of ethics and politics to physics. Good and evil no longer exist in themselves. There's only a calculus of benefits and burdens. This is as a result of the displacement of moral reasoning. The law is no longer seen as reflecting a fundamental notion of justice, but as mirroring notions currently in vogue. Breakdown ensues. Everything is leveled down by a superficial bartered consensus. In the end, the law of the strongest prevails. And so it's just simply, well, we think that this human life is dispensable. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, and we've come to a consensus on that. So therefore, we'll just push that aside. No, that's unjust. That's wrong. That's evil.
We need to be standing up for justice in all areas because, you know, and I'm hoping you can speak to this, the idea of stepping out of our comfort zones, particularly as Americans, when issues of justice, and I'm not saying there isn't a hierarchy here, but issues of justice, depending on what side of the political aisle you are on, there are issues that are going to fall outside of the realm of your own political proclivities.
Yes, and we know that. And there is a hierarchy. Yes, there is a hierarchy. And so the important thing is to recognize where things do fall, but also at the same time, knowing that no current political system covers them all. Mm-hmm. From protection of the unborn to natural death. No political system. And then we might throw up our hands and say, well, how do I go about this? Well, we go about it because if our lens is through our politics first, rather than through our faith,
that's a problem.
That is a problem. And often we're better formed in our politics than we are in our faith.
Yep.
And so do we know what our faith teaches? Some people will pick and choose, and that's regardless of where they may fall. They'll pick and choose which they'll think is Catholic. Well, I would call them to greater learning and greater formation in what it is that our church teaches.
A good place to start is to look up the sins that cry out to heaven and see if you line up with God on all of them. And then you'll be on the right path. We've been talking to Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center, which we have linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Father, thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless.
You too, Father. Thank you.